Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal to the metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the USA Audio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered, and your host with the most is the one and only Wayne Allen Root. And if you're paying attention on Fridays, Wayne gets all psyched up in his extra special radio room, gets up, I don't know, punching a heavy bag or something like that, gets all ready to rock and roll. So on Fridays, yours truly, that's me, Lee Elsie. I get the first 60 minutes, so set your watch. Wayne will be here in exactly 3,600 seconds. Count each and every one of them. Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas. And as always, he is the true brains behind the operation, pushing the buttons, spinning the dials, making sure that we're on the air across the entire country on all of these great radio stations. If you want to find out more about me, LeeElsie.com. You want to email me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. I think it's safe to say that when Wayne is away, I am your official fill-in. And on these weekly Friday hour quick shots, I get a chance to uppercut you with some stuff that I usually talk about on my own morning show here in Connecticut. And since the debate was Wednesday night and I didn't get a chance to talk to you last night, so let me give you my breakdown of who I think won and lost Wednesday's debate on Fox News. I think I'm with the consensus on this one, looking at the folks, and only the folks that were up there on stage. There are people making the argument that Trump is the real winner here because more people by a mile watched his sit down with Tucker Carlson than watched this debate, and I understand that, and there's something to be said about that. But of the people who were on the stage, I side with the consensus on this. I think my eyeballs didn't lie to me. I think Vivek Ramaswamy was the clear winner. He was the most decisive. He was the most sure of himself. What I couldn't believe is when they asked specific questions, when they asked the group as a whole to raise their hands on different issues, they asked them to raise their hands on whether or not they would continue to fund Ukraine, and then they asked them to raise their hand as to whether or not they would support Trump if he, in fact, was the Republican candidate. And they all, except Ramaswamy, were hesitant in answering both those questions. When Bret Baier asked about funding the Ukraine and the Ukraine war effort and whether or not to do it, and then you raise your hand if you did not want to continue funding it, Ramaswamy's hand went right up. All the rest of the candidates looked around to see what the other competitor was going to do and react to that. That's lack of leadership. And that's a legitimate criticism. And I want to take a second just to remind you that although I'm criticizing the Republican candidates, every single person up on that stage on Wednesday night, I would choose to represent this country as opposed to any Democrat I can think of. So while I'm going to criticize some in this venue, keep in mind that all of the folks that were on the stage on Wednesday night are vastly more qualified to run this country than the buffoons in Washington right now. So just make sure you understand that. So let me throw some audio at you some of the things that some of the candidates had to say again on Wednesday night. This is DeSantis talking about reversing Joe Biden's economic plan.
We must reverse Bidenomics so that middle-class families have a chance to succeed again. We cannot succeed as a country if you are working hard and you can't afford groceries, a car, or a new home, while Hunter Biden can make hundreds of thousands of dollars on lousy paintings. That is wrong.
I got to admit, I was a little underwhelmed with DeSantis's performance at the first debate. I thought he was giving a lot of canned responses, overly rehearsed responses, and that sometimes that's really easy to see through, and I sort of thought that was the case for DeSantis, and maybe the next go-around he'll be a little better, a little more natural. Maybe, again, he's just not a debater, but I didn't think he really showed all that well in the first debate. Pence taking a shot at Ramaswamy over his lack of political experience.
I'll go slower this time.
I sometimes struggle with the reading comprehension.
Look, I was a House conservative leader before it was cool. I actually pushed the Deficit Reduction Act. It was the last time we actually reduced the national debt in the United States when I was the leader of House conservatives. I balanced budgets and cut taxes when I was governor. I mean, look, Joe Biden has weakened this country at home and abroad. Now is not the time for on-the-job training. We don't need to bring in a rookie. We don't need to bring in people without experience.
You know, I always find funny about politicians who take these swipes at other politicians. It's not in their nature to ball bust, right? They just don't know how to do it. And they don't do it well. None of them do it well. At least that's the way I see things. So Chris Christie wanted to take a shot at Vivek as well. Here's what he had to say.
Hold on. I've had enough already tonight of a guy who sounds like ChatGPT standing up here. And the last person in one of these debates, Brett, who stood in the middle of the stage and said, "What's a skinny guy with an odd last name doing up here?" was Barack Obama, and I'm afraid we're dealing with the same type of amateur standing on stage tonight.
Now, see, my issue with Christie, so amateur, what does that mean? There's professional politicians and then the rest of us smucks? That's the way I took that. I don't want professional politicians. I want people who want to do what's right by the rest of the people. All right, let's hear from Nikki Haley next, talking about Biden.
But if you want to go and really change the environment, then we need to start telling China and India that they have to lower their emissions. That's where our problem is. And these green subsidies that Biden has put in, all he's done is help China. Because he doesn't understand all these electric vehicles that he's done, what that does. Half of the batteries for electric vehicles are made in China. And so that's not helping the environment. You're putting money in China's pocket, and Biden did that.
The more I listen to this debate and go over it, the more I think Haley did a lot better than I initially thought. My gut reaction, I think, on that was off a little bit. I think she did a lot better than what I initially thought. One of the big issues was going to be abortions and abortion rights, and DeSantis talked about some abortion issues.
What the Democrats are trying to do on this issue is wrong, to allow abortion all the way up to the moment of birth. I know a lady in Florida named Penny. She survived multiple abortion attempts. She was left discarded in a pan. Fortunately, her grandmother saved her and brought her to a different hospital. We're better than what the Democrats are selling. We are not going to allow abortion all the way up till birth, and we will hold them accountable for their extremism.
All right, so then there was one real shot for sure from Christie against Donald Trump talking about the Constitution.
We stood up for law and order. I did it as U.S. attorney. I did it as governor. And I am not going to bow to anyone when we have a president of the United States who disrespects the Constitution. Martha, it's important to say that the president said, Donald Trump said, it's okay to suspend the Constitution. Now, the oath you take is to preserve, protect, and defend, not suspend. I will always stand up for our Constitution, regardless of the political pressure.
The question is, who is behind Christie? Like, there's got to be one of the candidates that has him on that short leash as an attack dog. He's got to know he can't win, right? I mean, he has to have come to that conclusion that he can't win this. So what is it? Like, what's the purpose? What's the theme behind this? Who's behind this? Which candidate? All right, one more audio clip. And I thought a disappointing performance came from Tim Scott. I just thought he was very stoic and very vanilla.
6 million illegal crossings since President Biden has taken office, and 200 people on our national security watch list have been caught at our border. How many have not been caught at our southern border? If we just spend $10 billion, we could finish the wall. For $5 billion more, we can have the military-grade technology to surveil our southern border to stop the flow of fentanyl and save 70,000 Americans a year. That should be the priority of this government. And as the next president of the United States, I will make that border wall complete.
All right, tell me who you think won the debate on Wednesday night. You can email me, leelcyradio@gmail.com. I'd love to hear your perspective on all of that. My name is Lee Elsie. Once again, on Fridays, I get the first hour as Wayne Allen Root gets all limbered up and ready to rock and roll. He'll be here in less than 60 minutes. Don't you dare change that dial. We are just getting going. Keep it right here on the USA Audio Network.
This is Wayne Allen Root, and I am a man of solutions. And I've got the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and bycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. What do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no COVIDium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike protein. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins from your cells and remove them forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com, and use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for the great Mike Lindell and My Pillow. They've sold over 70 million pillows for a reason. Now the latest version is unveiled, MyPillow 2.0, with the latest cutting-edge technology to help you sleep. The greatest pillows ever created. Now buy one, get one free, plus a 60-day guarantee. There are two places to go to receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. With promo code ROOT, you get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores. 50% off, 60% off, 66% off, some products 80% off. But you must use the promo code ROOFS, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, where you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs with promo code ROOFS, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. You get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Be sure to use promo code ROOFS.
And now, a special motorcycle weather report.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
This is how we do every day. We keep grinding, and if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, you're listening to the USA Audio Network. I want to talk about cash. Cash, cash, cash versus debit or credit and your digital footprint. And I was in a convenience store the other day. And they were pushing hard for me to self-scan and then pay without cash. I don't want to do that. I don't ever want to do that. I hate using credit cards. I don't like debit. And if you look across various states, these new technologies are, quote-unquote, allowing Americans to replace their physical wallets, their physical cash, with a tap on a screen. When you're paying for things, there are now scanners to streamline identities. Apple Pay, Google Wallet. You can check out of a grocery store, gas station. It's so convenient. It always takes longer to do it that way than it does to pay cash. Right? But I understand there are a lot of reasons why they don't want you to pay cash. First of all, I hate to say this, but a lot of folks behind the counters can't do simple math. So if they happen to punch in the wrong number, they're going to screw the company. So having you pay with a card or tap or what have you, you know it's exact. You know you're getting what you're supposed to be getting. But, remember, every time you have one of those transactions, that's a recorded transaction that goes somewhere. Like, you know, breadcrumbs. You're leaving that to tell everybody where you've been, what you've been doing. Oh, I went and bought this. I went and did this. I got this over here. I was over there. Now, I know everyone's going to say, well, you got your cell phone. That's the same thing. They're tracking you there. Yes. Essentially, you are right, but I can turn my cell phone off. if the blank really hits the fan, I can turn the cell phone off. This idea of a digital ID, this idea of constant surveillance, is, to me, it's anti-American. It's everything that your forefathers fought against. And here we are embracing it as a civilization, as a culture. They're now getting a complete profile of me. And the government will share that information with third-party services to make it more convenient. It's scary. We are citizens. We're not subjects. We are sovereign. The government does not grant us liberty. We grant it power. Please remember that. And when they begin to accumulate all of your personal data, they now have control over you. And by a flip of a switch, if they're able to turn off your bank card, which that's not far-fetched, what are you going to do for food? What are you going to do to pay rent? What are you going to do to live if your debit card doesn't work tomorrow? Government control, individual privacy, and the erosion of personal freedoms. That's what comes with swiping these cards and making yourself completely reliant on it. Government control, government surveillance. Cashless society will bring that at light speed. All of your finances, every dollar, governments will misuse this information. They will control your economic behavior. Monitor dissent. Think about that. Maybe you're hanging out with the wrong people. Maybe certain types of people are congregating together. They'll know it because what you purchase, where you purchase, how much you purchase, who's getting together here for dinner, who's doing this, who's getting gas at the same place. Well, hold on. Those two people are Trump supporters. They're getting gas at the same time. They're probably conspiring to do something. It's that easy. A privacy erosion. Cash to society. Every transaction being tracked electronically. You're on their digital map. Centralized power. Centralized dependency. A cashless society could concentrate economic power in the hands of financial institutions and technology companies. You no longer have the last say. When I have cash in my pocket, I have the last say. I decide what I want. I decide what I buy. I decide how much I buy. And I don't need to tell you how much I'm spending. It's none of your damn business what I'm buying and how much it is. With a few strokes of a keyboard, all of a sudden people on a certain list, well, hold on, they can't buy tickets to go to an event. Well, hold on a second. Wait, I put my debit card in. I just want to take this train down to Washington. No, sorry, can't. For some reason, the server's down, sir, or your card's not working. Try back in an hour. The train will be gone by then. Well, this is not far-fetched. This is not science fiction. This is here.
All right, listen, we're here. We got to take a quick break, though. You're listening again to the USA Audio Network.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
USA USA News Update. Donald Trump is now the first former U.S. president to have his mugshot taken. He surrendered to Georgia authorities last night after he was charged for his alleged efforts to overturn the state's 2020 election. The Trump campaign is now selling T-shirts with the mugshot on it for $47 with the words, "Never Surrender." Almost 700,000 customers in Michigan and Ohio are without power after severe storms hit the region. The storms charged across southern Michigan into Ohio after midnight, packing wind gusts up to 85 miles an hour and hail as big as an inch and a half. A spike in COVID cases has some talking about a return to masking.
Using a high-quality mask does reduce the chances of COVID virus being breathed in.
Dr. Fred Campbell with the University of Texas Health Systems. Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
...of this segment of the show, and it is MyPillow.
Mike Lindell's company, because you should be spending your money with patriotic companies and with great patriots, great conservatives, brave men. MyPillow.com and use the promo code WAR. It's that simple. And you save up to 66% on everything you buy, from slippers, my slippers, to my pillows and my pillow mattress tops and my pillow towel sets, my pillow bed sheets, my pillow beach towels, my pillow beach blankets, my pillow travel pillows, my pillow dog beds. And I'm sure, if I know Mike Lindell, he's expanding by the minute to more and more products. I know he just added coffee, my coffee. So save up to 66% with everything at his store. It's the new alternative to Amazon, and it's a fantastic store. And you're giving your money to a conservative at MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WAR, Wayne Allen Root, WAR, W-A-R. Save up to 66%.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with WAR.
All right, so we've been waiting for this one. And I think you're going to like this. So pull up a chair. We've got a nutmegger here in the studio, a Connecticut guy who was part of law enforcement for 30 years. He's written a book, The Thin Blue Line. And Greg Dillon is right here in the studio with us. Greg, man, how are you?
Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for coming in. You had to brave the 95 corridor, right?
Yes, yeah, that's always dicey.
Well, are you from Connecticut?
Yeah, I grew up in New Haven. First 24 years of my life was in New Haven, yes.
All right, and then you ended up working in law enforcement for 30 years. So let's start there. Tell everybody about that.
Sure. So after I graduated from the University of New Haven, I was hired by the Brantford Police Department there on the shore and had a nice run there for about 5 years. While I was there, I applied for the FBI. That was sort of my dream job since childhood. And eventually I was hired and went to the academy in 1985, and then was first assigned to the Alexandria, Virginia field office, and then transferred to the Washington field office in D.C.
So a dream to be in the FBI, and then you get that opportunity. That's got to be really amazing. What's the difference? What's the training difference from, you know, being a Brantford cop,
yeah,
a statey from an FBI?
You know, the academies, because I had only gone to the academy 5 years earlier at Meriden, a little more paramilitary, I think, and a little more practical and hands-on. The FBI academy was sort of a combination of I guess a police academy on a college campus setting.
Right.
A little more cerebral, but still the, you know, the required defensive tactics and firearms training and emergency pursuit driving, but a lot of emphasis on legal matters and investigation.
So growing up for me, you know, you think about the FBI as being the pillar of what is right in the country, right? So, oh, man, the FBI is called in. They'll get the job done, right? The
yes.
FBI, the Secret Service, all of these groups who represent what you think is the most purest group of people who only want to do what's right by their American brothers. And we're quickly finding out that that's not the case, right? So we're finding that out, it seems like, every single day.
Every day.
And you were right in the middle of it, right?
To a degree, yes. It seems like I was a little bit ahead of it almost,
yeah,
because this took place in the 1990s.
All right, without giving away too much about, sure, the book, because I know that you have a book, and we'll start there and go back there. Where can they get the book?
Oh, so the book, actually the title of it is The Thin Blue Lie, L-I-E.
Did I say line?
Yeah, it's okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that's an easy mistake, and even people when they get a copy.
I thought as I said it, I might have said that. Okay, I'm sorry.
No problem.
The
no
Thin
problem.
Blue Lie.
Yes, An Honest Cop Versus the FBI. That's
right.
The subtitle. And the easiest way to get it is right from my website, which is thinbluelibook.com. And this way, anyone who orders it, I can dedicate it to someone if they want it. I can sign it if they'd like,
okay,
and then I mail it directly out to them. The other option is through Amazon, and it's also an e-book and an audio book.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So without giving away too much of the book, give us the story.
I leave the FBI in 1990 to accept a position with the Office of the Chief State's Attorney here in Connecticut. And even though we have state police powers and use state police radios, we're separate and distinct from the state police. We're under the Division of Criminal Justice, and they're under the Department of Public Safety. Shortly after getting hired, I get assigned to the New Haven FBI's Fugitive Task Force, ironically. And within a short amount of time, I am supervising five other inspectors at that task force. Shortly after my assignment there, I discover inadvertently that agents are submitting federal arrest warrants that have falsified information on them. And worsely is the fact that the false information is attributed to me or some of the other inspectors. And that's a red line you can't cross.
Right.
I mean, these are federal warrants that are going before a U.S. Federal judge and being sworn to as to the accuracy and the truthfulness of it. And I recognize that the information was false in an attempt to embellish probable cause to increase the chance of it getting signed.
Can you explain what you mean? Like, what are an example of how it was embellished?
An example would be that they would say, I had an informant that told me they had physically seen this person leaving that address, when, in fact, I had no such informant.
Okay. And then you're supposedly signing off on that?
Well, see, what happens is that the warrant would be submitted by a special agent,
yeah,
and we would never see that warrant again as a rule. So it was sort of behind our back being done, and only when I went back and retrieved the warrant to check some information from it that I realized that I didn't recognize some of the information in there, even though the case was assigned to me, okay, and the information was attributed to me.
Okay, so it's behind your back, but eventually you're going to see this. So they had to know that they were usurping your...
Normally we would not see it because, right, because we had our original copy in our files, and then the copy that went to the U.S. Attorney's Office and the federal judge went into the clerk's office, and we would never really have a chance to see it again unless we actively researched it.
Okay, so the one that is in your filing cabinet would be different than the one that gets sent in? Is that what you're
the
saying?
One that was in my work file,
yeah,
is the draft that I submitted.
Right.
The one that ended up going to court was different and had been changed,
okay,
in the meantime, yes.
All right, so you find that out. What happens now?
Now my suspicion is aroused, and also because the coordinator of the task force at one point had said his motto was, if you don't have it, lie. They don't prosecute the federal warrants anyway. And so that I found disturbing, and that was the first red flag. Then when I discovered that he actually was acting upon that motto, I confided in a couple of my inspectors, and I said, look at your files. Try to go back and see if you can dig up some of these and see if they match up. And one inspector came back and said one had been changed. Another inspector came back and said three of his had been changed. I went back and found an additional two. So now we're up to seven, Lee, at this point. And, you know, in police circles, we say one time can be an accident, two times a coincidence, three times there's a pattern of activity or a scheme.
Right.
And that's what was taking place here. In the event of something bad happening, like a shooting or... then the warrant would have been scrutinized to say, well, why did you think this person was at this location? And then it would all start to fall apart.
Right. And it all would then fall apart, basically, but fall on your shoulders.
Exactly.
Okay.
And my concern is I'm going to get called into court and say, I never said that.
Right.
And an FBI agent will come on the witness stand and say, no, that's what he told me.
Right.
I don't want to be put in that position. I should be put in that position.
Of course. All right. So... aside from then just gaining a better shot at arresting somebody, is there any other benefit that comes from doing this kind of
Absolutely.
Thing?
Absolutely. The FBI financially incentivizes their agents to produce statistics. The more statistics that they produce, the better they look, the better the office looks, the better the head of the office looks. And there are three distinct ways that these agents benefited from boosting their numbers. One is a cash incentive award, which is essentially a $1,500 check and a nice letter from the director. The other is a QSI, a quality step increase. Anyone in the federal service will recognize that those initials. And that's basically a raise in place.
Okay.
And then finally, the other way is either a promotion or a sought-after transfer assignment. And so those are three different ways that you can benefit.
We're talking to Greg Dillon, former law enforcement, 30-plus years now, an author, The Thin Blue Lie, An Honest Cop Versus the FBI. Here with us in the studio, you take this info and you notify the chief state's attorney?
I do, yes. Yeah. I notified initially my immediate supervisor, who gave me no sense of direction as to what to do next. I was uncomfortable with the situation I was in. I felt obligated then to bring it to the attention of the chief state's attorney, who was ultimately my supervisor, and I submitted to it in writing. And initially, he feigned indignation and outrage, which I thought was a good sign, pulled us out of the task force right away, and led us to continue doing fugitive work, which was fine. A short time later, an enterprising reporter from the New Britain Herald Press wrote an expose on what actually had taken place. Mr. Bailey had already warned us orally and in writing to not discuss what had taken place under any circumstances with anyone. This apparently was breached, and Mr. Bailey then announced that we had suddenly run out of funding, and he was disbanding the fugitive squad and transferred me and the other five inspectors to various courthouses around the state.
So we're spending a little time with former law enforcement officer, FBI, state police here in Connecticut, and he is the author of a book, The Thin Blue Lie. We're going to take a short break right here on the old USA Radio Network. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more, and there's also news in this story about a legendary officer of the law that surfaces. Stick around for that. We'll do that in just a second right here on the USA Audio Network.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, this is the USA Audio Network. My name is Lee Elsie. Our special guest is former law enforcement officer, FBI agent Greg Dillon, who's got a book out, The Thin Blue Lie. You've got to get that today. It's out everywhere, including Amazon and his website. But we left off talking about some of his other field FBI agents. So my question is, what happened to the folks that lied on and falsified some of these reports? What happened to them?
Essentially nothing, really.
So they falsified information.
Correct.
And then nothing happened.
6 months later, they finally got around to doing an internal investigation.
Yeah.
And the end result, it turns out, was one agent was given a verbal reprimand, one was given a written reprimand, one was given counseling, and the task force coordinator who orchestrated this whole thing was given a two-week suspension with 6 months of probation, which he immediately appealed and had overturned. And during the course of the internal affairs investigation, he was actually promoted to a supervisor's position.
Of course.
There's a saying, when you F up, you move up.
How does Frank Serpico get is involved in this?
So at the end of the trial, we had about a week and a half jury trial, and the jury was tasked with having to consider three issues. Whether I was removed as a supervisor due to, incompetence or retaliation. Was the fugitive squad disbanded because of lack of funding or retaliation? And was I transferred out to Litchfield because of a manpower shortage or retaliation? So those are the three issues that the jury was allowed to decide.
Yeah.
And they did, and they found in my favor on all three. The more complex legal issue was the media policy that the chief state's attorney was trying to hide behind. And the judge saved that for her because it was a constitutional issue, sort of complex, and she had to decide whether the media policy was constitutional and whether it was applied fairly and routinely. And that was her decision to make following the jury's decision. Mm-hmm. And when we got to that second phase of it, she allowed Mr. Bailey's legal dream team to bring in expert witnesses to defend the media policy. And then she gave us the opportunity to bring in an expert witness to defend our position. And we were sort of in a difficult position because where do you find an expert witness that can come in and testify to something as specific as that one issue? And my attorney kept saying, well, we need someone like a Frank Serpico or someone like that. And we're brainstorming and kicking this around. And finally, one of the inspectors that I was friends with was there for the meeting. And he said, why don't we just get Frank Serpico himself? And we all looked at each other. And my attorney says, is he even alive? And he says, yeah. He says, oh, I thought he was like a recluse. Right. He says, well, he is. He's supposed to be living in upstate New York. And she says, well, we need to have a witness within 2 weeks. She goes, how are we going to ever come up with Frank Serpico? And he says, we find people who don't want to be found for a living. He says, you don't think we can find this guy? Right. So 2 days later, we had him on the phone. And he was agreeable to my plight, and he says he'd make himself available. And so he we had him brought, he had him come down to New Haven.
That must have been a hell of a scene when he walked into the courtroom.
Oh, I mean, it was he was one of my idols when I was in college. And I got to go up to upstate New York and pick him up and drive him back.
Right.
And spend that time with him. And then the time I got to spend with him on the ride back to right. his house. And it was wonderful. I mean, it was I think it was the highlight of the whole experience.
All right, so all of this ends up shaking out, and you end up sort of, you're out of the FBI after 5 years. You leave,
yes.
right? So and you go back to the state police.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you left on your own accord?
Right. What happened was when I was recruited to join, I was led to believe that within 5 to 7 years, I would be able to transfer back to the New England area, which is where I wanted to be ultimately, whether it was New York, Boston, Providence, Newark, didn't make any difference to me. I wanted to be somewhere in driving distance of my home state so that I can still attend, family functions and get-togethers and stay in close right. contact. And when my first assignment, like I said, was Alexandria, Alexandria was absorbed by the Washington, D.C. field office. So that became, in essence, my transfer, which negated me the opportunity to transfer to New England. Oh. And so I was now going to be stuck there for another 12 to 15 years, which is a long time. And my only option, if I wanted to get back geographically to my home state, was to apply for a state job for the zone.
Again, here with us in the studio, it's a fascinating story. You can get the book. All you got to do is go online or go on to the website. You can go The Thin Blue Lie, An Honest Cop versus the FBI. And again, Greg Dillon here with us in the studio. Greg, I wish we had more time, but we do not. It's time for us to vacate the premises. Wayne Allen Root will be here. He is up next. It's his show, after all. Thank you, Christopher, down there in Dallas, Texas, but we got to go. Enjoy your weekend. Keep it right here on the USA Audio Network.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.